church said amen. We have done had glorious, glorified, wonderful time in the Lord's house all day. Amen. And right now, and thank the Lord for the prayers that continue. I can just feel it deep down in my spirit and my soul. And the brothers have one after the other brought something that would I can just eat on over into the, after the meeting is gone, still be paying dividends. Amen. And the Lord, is, Brother Daniel, has been blessed mightily as all of those gone before him. And just been a feast time in the Lord. And that what I would just, and it's Friday night, as he acknowledged, and the day is well spent. But what I want to read is in a passage here in the first, in the Matthew chapter 11. But I would just, I'll come back to that. And I want to read a thought come to my mind, and I don't know if I read it. Solomon says over there, if I can remember it right quickly. In the book of Ecclesiastes, if I can get over there, Solomon says some words that come right to my mind right now. And it says over there, we're talking about times of serving the Lord, and what Brother Daniel was preaching, it just rung my bell. Amen? It's the truth. And remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Now is the word I'm thinking about. Remember now. See, we can't go back to yesterday, and tomorrow hadn't got here. All we can work in is right now. Amen? And he said, in the days of thy youth, it's going to change. I remember when Brother Daniel mentioned about, you know, losing some hair. It used to be like this. It's all gone. He just lost some. You keep on keeping on like around here, and it may or may not all be gone, but mine quickly, it was getting thinner and thinner and thinner, and before you know it, it you know, it was changing colors, and then it just changed locations. It wasn't anymore. I don't know. So now, and that's today, in the days of that, someone may say, well, you know, I've passed my youth, but this is the youngest day of the rest of your life. Today, you'll never be any younger than what you are now. Amen? So now is the time, and Brother Daniel has preached the truth to us, and I'm honored to be here with you. It's been a good long time, and love your sweet fellowship here and the association and your dear pastor. We just thank the Lord for him and the other ones, and just so many. Some we haven't seen in, it looked like decades, I know. But the Lord has blessed us that we'll be scattered for a season, but it's just for a season. Won't you be glad when the time comes? Now, in the old hymn that the little Benjamin Lord, that's what I grew up on, there's a song in there called 618. It says, farewell, my dear brethren. We usually sing it at the conclusion of, we're not going to sing. The time is coming where we won't sing that song anymore. Amen? So we won't be missing each other and having to catch up. I don't understand how all that will work. Totally, completely believe it because God's word teaches it. Amen? We don't have to understand everything. This brother said, I know he come from West Texas, Brother Darrell, this morning. And I said, you had a fast Mustang or some kind of car or a bicycle. And you see how the big airplanes can get up with hundreds of passengers on board and thousands of gallons of fuel, and they get right up in the air, and they, you know, some of that, I've read it on, I've been told how the mechanics of it work, but I still don't understand. You know, it's still a lot of weight. I don't have to understand it for it to work for me. Amen? Just get on, get your ticket, sit down in your seat, and buckle up and shut up and let's ride. Amen. God, we don't, some of it we can't understand. You don't have to. And when I tell the folks when they ask me something, well, Brother Royce, what about so-and-so? And I'm just thrilled to see all of you and be with you. But I said, well, you know, why did God do this or why? Brother, sister, I don't know, but I tell you what. When you get to glory, you can ask the Lord. I don't believe that's going to be going on, but right now we just living in hope. What he gives us is enough. If we could just get a portion of what he's given us with clear understanding, it takes all of my time trying to do what the part that we know. There's much unanswered questions. I'll just read this on my mind because time is moving on here, but I'm just thankful to be with you. Appreciate your warm hospitality in every way and everyone from so many of you. My hearts love you, and we're overflowing with love for you. In the 11th chapter, I want to leave this thought with you, and it's not complicated. Jesus is speaking in Matthew chapter 11, and he has given some following some good direct. He only gave good instructions. Amen? He didn't give mediocre. Somebody said, say a little prayer for me, Brother Bill. I can't do that. I can't say a little prayer. I'm praying to the Holy Lord Jesus Christ of glory. There's nothing little about approaching that name. If I only said, have mercy, that's a great prayer, not because of the content of prayer. It's the one we are praying to. Amen? It's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's not little. It's not just enough. You know, it's always enough, but he's larger than one of the writers said, this is too high. I can't understand it. Just go ahead and practice it. You don't have to understand it. Amen? I want to read this verse here. Verse 28. 11 Matthew 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then he gives them a promise. Says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Pray that the Lord will bless these words. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That's not everybody, you see. Brother Daniel made that clear. This is not a call to we used to call it a smorgasbord where you go down to the restaurant there and you, I want this, no, I don't want that. You pick it up. This is not that. These have already been chosen before the foundation of the world. Amen? This is not a, let's see if we can't pack the church up. You know, let's dress it up, the message or whatever, that it'll be attractive to somebody who hadn't even thought about the Lord. This is not that. This come is, they're already chosen before the foundation of the world. Amen? Now, and they are not just, if you will come. These are those that are laboring. Amen. There's a heavy burden there. This is, you know, we labor secular or otherwise. Everything we do ought to be unto the Lord. Amen. But this is not really that kind of labor. Now, people that don't work, I don't believe they ought to be fed. I just don't try to feed anybody that don't work. We have a church pantry over there, and the Lord blessing us. And a lot of you all, and especially around home there, other churches help us tremendously. Feeding people and this sort of thing, but those that if I find that somebody able-bodied person, man, is not providing as head of his household, will not work. We don't. I'm sorry. We have nothing for you. Now, when you're down and out and unable to work, that's different. But if everything is able and you just choose to be at home, Brother Daniel, and in idleness or whatever, when you ought to be out applying yourself to working. It doesn't really matter what kind of, I'm speaking just secular now. No, I can't tell you how I really don't care about trying to expend ourselves or the church resources to help someone like that. Now, I want everybody to come that the Lord has already, in other words, you can't just come. The Lord must have been there. Amen? Well, this is spiritual stuff. Let me just read. I'm going to read in 24. And it came in 25. And at that time, Jesus answered and said, and this is what I say sometimes to some inquiring minds, and just look like that. There's no practical answer. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. If you think as a world, you know, most often they'll think it's for everybody. And the Lord wants everybody to come. If he did, why would he hide it from some? If the Lord wanted us to just take on everything we can, take on all the bodies that we can get, why would he said, he didn't just say it's hid from some. He said, but I thank thee, O Father. This is our Lord Jesus Christ praying to the Father. I thank you, Lord, that thou hast hid some things from some and revealed it unto others. The wise and the prudent, wise in their own way of every man thinks he's right. You understand? And they have not submitted to anything. Will not submit to not only the spouse, Brother Daniel, will not submit to authority. You understand? Will not submit to the governmental authority, will not submit to anything. And will surely not submit to the man or the one, the authority in the church. Will not even submit to the direct words of the Lord. Yeah, you've been bought and paid for. You are not, we're not our own self-keeper. There's some that just will not hear that. I am my own man. There's nothing I can do there. I have no message for that kind of person who will not submit to the word of God. Amen? I'm not trying to get them to come. I'm not even, you know, I don't put a blockade at the door. But those that aren't going in, get out of the way and let us go in that will. Let the ones come in that will. There's somebody want to get in. Somebody want to come to the Lord because their heart's tugging and they're laboring just being a sinner. When you come to that knowledge, you want to do something, but you can't. You don't know what to do. There's a heavy burden, see? And we don't need a bunch of folks that not going to submit and have no spirit of God in them, you know, that then something negative, that they can be blocking the door, hindering those that would, spreading heresies and false doctrines, you know? So, no, I don't, this is not, when he's saying come, I don't think he's talking to everybody got blood in the veins. You understand? You got to have the Spirit of God in your veins, too. And you can't get it unless he give it. Amen? And then Jesus said, 26, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. See, some things we don't have, this is just the way God did it because this is his world. Amen? He made it. He got it in his order. Brother Daniel, why is it that the man is ahead. We could discourse on that for a long time. The end result is God made it, and this is his world. He made you and I, and that's the way it's going to be. Amen? I love you, and I'm giving you the best face I have. If I had a better face, I would present it. But there's some things not going to change, and we have to realize the limitation of what we do. So this a call to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's a rest unto the Lord's people. Amen? But the world often gets it confused, and we don't need that confusion in the church that it is just come, everyone. You know, I can't do anything for someone that the Lord hasn't been there first. I can't, you know, And Brother Daniel, these other brothers, all of these ministers, we are blessed to have so many ministers here. Can't call your name, but we thank the Lord for you. But until the Lord, except the Lord build a city, build a house, that labor is in vain. Amen. can't labor of myself. I see a lot of water there. Normally I run by water. As long as there's water, I can run. But when the water give out, I'm not going to run on all that, though. If they don't put more than one bottle of water there for me, that means it won't be long. If they put two up there, I hope they have a pillow. But I promise that I'm not to hold you till you need a pillow tonight. But no, you can't just come. This is not an open smorgasbord invite. And I want us to know that you've been bought and paid for. This brother done already preached the truth. And he didn't buy everybody. He made everybody, and God is good to us all, but he loved us, those that were given to the Father. Before the world began, there's a special love there. God doesn't love everybody like the world says, love, 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 love. That can't be so. You know that can't be so. If I told my wife or Brother Daniel or Brother Guthrie, any of these brothers, and I was so thrilled to see Brother Mike Ivey. It's been probably a couple of decades since I've seen him, and my heart just leaped for joy to meet in a meeting with him. And all of these brothers, if it wasn't, I can't just love, 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 love. Can't do that. It's not real. It's just not real. Somebody says, I love everybody. Well, I don't. I want to be like Jesus, amen? I want to be like the Lord. He said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. And I think that's in English, love means love and hate means hate, amen? And when he said Jacob, when you go back in the old book over there, Jacob represents a whole manner, nation of people. It's not just one individual. And Esau is another manner of people. Two manners of people. Those that God loved and those that he didn't die for. Amen? And I don't, what God doesn't love, I don't love. And I don't think he loves everything. Just look at this. I'm going to read here in Ephesians, but before I do, look at this. My dear wife, I'm blessed to have her presence. And we took those marriage vows and we were sincere a good long time ago. Now, don't ask no more details. You know, don't ask. I mean, if you need more details, talk to my wife. But what I'm saying is, when you say I do, I'm telling her and the world, I'm choosing her. And you know what I'm saying also? Every other person, I'm saying I don't. Amen? When you say I do, when you say I do to your spouse, you're telling them you do, but every other person, whatever situation, person, you're saying, I don't. Can't have it all, brethren. Amen? And sisters. And I have been around the urban area myself and seen someone, and it happened more than once, somebody I had known. You know, good people. When I say good people, I mean not felons and bank robbers and murders. And I mean what we would call upstanding people with that a record downtown, you know, a rap sheet, they call it. Good people, you know, and sometimes if they fall on hard times, they may be what we call set out. They couldn't pay the rent or couldn't pay the mortgage, and they get evicted. I've seen that. Now, I'm sure I'm not talking about around here, you know, and if it happened, somebody would cover, with their skirts would cover the hour of love, maybe, but I've seen it where it wasn't a covering. But you see, and you see somebody, you help what you can, but that's not a problem I can resolve. Because I just love, love, love everybody, I would never get home. Daniel, you have to show up. You can measure how much you love. You know, if you ain't home but 15 minutes a week, it's something wrong, brother. If I got to go running here and there, brother pastor, and this is real life case, somebody you know, and they're not bank robbers, just fall on hard time, lost job or whatever, and little kids, and this in the evening time, in July. You know, you can survive in July much easier than you can in January and February when it's cold outside, and the evening sun is going down, and the mist and the rain's about to come, and here's somebody standing there with their belongings side the road, and you know what's going on. Of course, you stop and offer in a counsel, maybe mental health. But I can't solve that problem. If I try to solve that problem, and before I get home, may see the same thing again. Amen? And, well, I have the love of that wife. Forsaking all others. I just can't love everybody in the way of that special love. Amen? I think that's pretty plain. You can't love, well, we're the bridegroom. And the Lord has loved us in a special way. And I some brother said, well, I just love everybody. Well, I just don't. I'm not that big. You know. And I just can't love everything. I don't love it when people are using language that's berating the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't love it. And I really don't love it when they're talking about, you know, he'll do this if you let him. I don't love that. That's not the God that I serve. Amen? That he would do this if you just let him. No, I can't let him do anything. He's everywhere. He's too big. See, I got a limit. You might say, Brother Bill, you look pretty big. I am. But this pulpit can contain 100% of me. The Lord is all out in the city. He's everywhere. So I can't let him. He's just too big. I can't let him, Brother Matt. He's too big. He sees all the time. His eye never stutters or stumbles. He sees in the dark, David says, just like it's in the daytime. So he's too wide. He's too high. He's too mighty. I can't do anything but fall down and sweetly submit and here serve him at the feet of the Lord. Amen? That's what I can do. I can't control him. Can't let him in. And when people say that, and I hear somebody on the radio every once in a while, and I don't like to listen to religious programs on the radio because the great majority, over 90 plus 95% of it, is distasteful. They say, well, now I'm going to tell you now how we can sell this matter. I've heard it. You've heard it too if you listen. Right now we can sell this matter how you can become a child of God. No, it don't work like that. He's going to preach you. The man speaking going to tell you how to become a child of God. You can't. This brother preached it right now. It's just like the wind. You don't know where it come from and you don't know where it go. How are you going to send it? It's sovereign. You can't direct it. It blow where it lists it. That means where it pleases. That means where God sends it. And we can't even see it. But you know it's done happen. You know, ain't nobody here going to tell me they've seen the wind. I know you may have felt the wind and you may have seen the effect of it, but you haven't seen the wind. Even if you saw it, you still couldn't channel it to go to this one or that one. That irks me, that kind of a, and I don't mean to be ugly to you. I love you for Christ's sake. But I want to just read here in Ephesians chapter 1. Grace be unto you, be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You can't put one in Christ, you see. If you're not in, no man living can put one in Christ. Amen? Now listen to this. This is what I want to say. According as he, God, has chosen us in him, when? Before the foundation of the world. Why? That we should be holy without blame before him in love. This has something happened before grand, great, 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 all the way back to Adam was even put here. We have no legacy, heritage, or claim in it. This is nothing but foreknowledge of God, God's love manifested in choosing and electing a people for a bride before the world began. And we are satisfied. Amen? We're not going to try to augment it. And you know, I don't have much patience with people trying to talk like they can augment it. That don't set well with me. I want to read this verse here in the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John, when he says, come over here, I want to read this verse here. This is what Jesus said. Now, Jesus led. Jesus said unto them, I'm reading in 6 and 35. See, we can't give you the hunger. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh, that's what we're talking about, coming, see. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. Listen now. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. This is something that's already done happened. This is, in other words, God can speak about a futuristic thing as the past tense. You go ahead and read Romans 8 and 28, 29, 30. Foreknown, predestinated, called, justified, glory. All of those are past tense. And that's been written before any of us was born. God can speak about it, a futuristic, as if it's already happened. It is already happened in the mind and purpose of God, because he cannot fail. Amen. So we can't get caught up in it. Now, you can't add to the list. When he says, come, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. That's half of it. The Father has given this family, this city that his brother preached about, they've been preaching about it all day, has given this family to the Son. He said, all that were given, they will come. And then he covers it the other way, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That seals it both ways. You cannot lose. Amen? I like that. So that's not just a public proclamation. That's, you know, it's public, but it's not an open door smorgasbord. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a given rest. See, when you come, I believe in labor, and I told you those that don't work, they don't eat. That's plain old secular work or some kind of work. And I don't expend myself trying to feed people that don't eat. And there are some people like that, you know. There are some people that tell you that they are hungry, and if you offer them food, you get cursed out. They want money. Amen? I don't have to worry about that. The Lord takes care of this, Brother Matt. I don't get people, and we have a church pantry, a little small church there, and, you know, we get people, and the others help us a lot, and we get people there regularly that come by, you know, and they'll pick up groceries. They get them. It's amazing, the grace of God. When God is in it, it works just right. They don't come in and get all they can walk out with. So get all you want. They get enough for about a week. You know, if you need 10 loaves of bread, okay, we got it. No problem. If I run out, we go back and get some more. Amen? They don't come in and just get. They come in and get one or two. I say, do you need another loaf? You know, with the kids and all. No, this be enough. But what I'm saying is, and then they will leave and come back again. Now, I know it happens at a lot of churches, and it may happen sometime, Brother Matt. I don't know if you had it here, and I'm not asking you, but a lot of times the brother will tell me, you know, well, we have people problem about people coming by, you know, seeking a cash handout. And we've been doing this for over a decade, and I don't think maybe one time in 10 years, I would say, and that's probably an overstatement. Somebody has said, well, you know, can the church help us on a light bill or a gas bill or rent? They just don't come for that. They don't come for that. I'm sure. I don't know. The Lord knows me, and I say the Lord always know, you know. They don't come and ask me for money. I don't know. Maybe they know I'm not going to give it, you know. I don't know. But that's not a problem we have, Brother Matt. I don't get requests for cash because if you say I'm hungry, I'm not going to give you a $5 bill. I'm going to say, let's go, and if we don't have food there, and we always have something at the church, something edible. Now, it's not a Ruth's Chris steak, you know. It's not that. It might be some sardines and pork and beans, but it's something that will get you from hungry. Amen? You see, and so they come for food. You get food. You don't get money. No, you can't eat $5 bills or $10 bills. That don't compute to me. So if you're hungry, and I can know when you're not hungry, when you have any kind of other excuse other than, okay, we go to McDonald's or wherever, and when you come up with an excuse, well, that's because you're not hungry. When you give hungry people food, they eat. When hungry people that are hungry, when you present them, you know, clean, decent food, or else whatever I'm eating, I'll share the same with them. I'm going to McDonald's. Come on, let's go. If they got a reason for not going and they say they're hungry, they are not hungry. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand me because I'm not suggesting we have to lock down and try to judge people, but just be charitable. And when, because angels have been entertained unaware, so I'm not saying I would never give people something. But it just so happened, what the Lord sends to me, I mean, what comes to me, I say the Lord sent it because I don't ever have to get crossways with myself about, no, I'm not going to do this, no. They just don't come for money. Amen. But this was on my mind. Look what he said here. Come unto me, all ye that labor. That's not everybody. That's laboring a heavy laden. And then there's a promise. I will give you rest. That's given from the Lord. Now, read on down here. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's something we do. For I am meek and lowly in heart. We are learning that way of the Lord now. We are identifying. This is not making us be sons of God, but we are openly becoming sons of God by our way of lifestyle. See, we come unto him and we learn it's a low way. It's not a high and mighty. It's not like somebody said, the Lord was with me and I'm getting on the TV proclaiming this. No. When they see the Lord in the Bible, they hit the floor. When they seen the Lord, when they really seen the Lord, not this, let me go tell the broadcast. And no. When they seen the Lord, and one come to mind right away when Joshua was down there at Jericho, didn't know which way to go, had this ragtag vomit. They weren't soldiers. They've been, slaves and all like that, and just building brick. And when he came up there, and the Lord, I believe, appeared to Joshua, the angel of the Lord appeared, and he said, and he didn't know it, see. I don't have time to read it now, but Joshua looked at him, and the man stood with a sword drawn, and he said something like this. He didn't recognize, and he said, are thou on our side or our adversary? Something like that. Amen? Y'all help me, preachers, y'all know. But you know what I'm talking about. And he said, no. He said, no. The question isn't, is the Lord on my side? That's not right. He's too big. My side ain't big enough for the Lord to be on. The Lord is the Lord of glory. That's the wrong question. No, is the Lord on my side? That's not right. That's what he said. You read it over there. He said, but as I'm the captain of the host of the army of the Lord. You see? And he told him, this is what you need to do. When Joshua found out what was going on, he hit the ground. He hit the ground. And I'm saying it, the Bible don't say this, but I'm saying, he said, Lord, I didn't know it was you. He didn't say that, but that's the way that's what I can see Royce doing. Lord, I didn't know it was you. It's time to hit the ground when you see the Lord. When they see the Lord, you ain't going to run and got to go tell somebody. No, you hit the ground. It's time to worship. Amen? And then you know it was the Lord. Why do I know it was the Lord? Because he said, take off your shoes. The ground you stand on is holy ground. You heard that when the Lord come to Moses. Joshua was with Moses understudy. You heard that before. Take off your shoes, for the ground you stand on is holy ground. You don't talk back at the Lord. You know it's the Lord when Joshua knew for sure it was the Lord then. Because Moses had told him about his experience with the Lord. You know it's the Lord. It's not time to go and get on, put it on the electronic social media about me and the Lord did this. No, you don't. No. You don't. That's not the way it happened. But at that time, you hit the, we bowed down. And he said, when you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then he said, you shall find rest. You see, there's a given rest that's from the Lord. There's some traits that are given. I believe it said, that the fruit of the Spirit, he said, is love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. And Odell Peter said somewhere, he said, if you do these things, you'll know that you're the Lord. And the first one, he said, add to your faith. And then add, there's a list of about seven faith, and I can't remember them right now, and I'm not going to take the time to read them. But it's in there. I'll tell you what he didn't say. He didn't say, add some faith. No, he gives it to you. Amen? Putting you in the family gives you faith. Amen? And when he talked about that, he didn't say the fruits. It's the fruit. All of that is one. Why is it one? Because it's one God. He gave, the law. He said it's just one law. You break any of it, you're guilty of it all. Amen? You may say, well, I haven't committed adultery or done it. But when you look on someone, what they have and you long for it. Lust. There's another term in the Ten Commandments, the last one. Covet. Lust, covet the same. How can you say you love your brother and you covet lust for what's his? His manservant, his wife, his ox. You can't love. So you can't love God all alone and wanting something that God didn't give you. None. Amen. How can you covet or lust? I mean, that, see, you break one of them, you get, they all all of them commandments, that it's just one, and love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and spirit, and mind. And the other is like unto it, that you love your neighbor as yourself. And somebody said the third one. No, it don't say nothing about loving yourself. God don't waste time telling us what we already do. God ain't nowhere in there told us to love yourself. We already love ourselves. This brother was preaching over there in that chapter he's reading in about Ephesians. It said down there a little further on, no man ever yet hated his own flesh. That's flesh. That's because he already loved himself. God don't have to tell us to love ourselves. That's what's wrong now. We on the throne. We don't want to be taken to the cross, to the altar. You got to come off the cross. And we got to be taken, put your flesh on the cross. Amen. Deny yourself and take up the cross. I'd love to tell you this, and then I'm going to leave you here. I don't know what the time is, but there's a little bit of water left, so maybe I got a minute, you know. I would say this, come unto me. He read a brother Daniel. I don't know, he must have been right on my mind or something, because he went over there when you go to Romans chapter 12. He said, by the mercy of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, with your reason. That's not, he didn't say by commandments of so-and-so. It's a loving, sweet, it's a family term. It said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, not by the law, if you don't do it, you're going to be cut down. God is a loving God, amen? And he's long-suffering and slow to anger. Now, when he calls you to come, he said, in other words, this is not a legalistic kind of thing. This is come by the mercies of God. I'm begging you to come. And the world, they can't even hear the message because they don't have the right antennas in their ears to hear it. They just hear sound. You go in one ear and out the other. But a child of God, it resonates down in your heart. You know if you've been long-suffering and laboring for the Lord. And sometimes you know if your heart hungers for righteousness and you just can't find it. You already know if you've been rejected. Jesus told them, oh, the blessed are they that do mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know if you've been laboring, long-suffering, and you're mourning over your sin condition. I don't mean the sins you've done, but your very sin nature. On the best day of my life, I'm still a thoroughbred sinner. I don't want to be sinning, but it's in the nature. I hate to tell y'all, used to work with them rattlesnakes, and they will bite you. I seen my papa catch many of them and take them to the zoo down there, and when he catch them rattlesnakes, I learn about them. You have to have a healthy, wholesome respect for them. If they get a chance, they will bite. You can take them in as a little baby. Scientists tell us now at birth that rattlesnake has enough poison in him to kill a grown man. You can be kind to him. Think you got a pet and do everything nice to him. You just keep on. One day he's going to bite you. Why? Because it's in his nature. Just as much. I need to leave you now. I feel like walking. Just as much. If you got a little puppy, Brother Matt, if you got a little puppy, he's not going to say meow. One day when he's first born, he just be cuddled. He ain't making no sound. But if he's a dog, one day he going to bark. Barking ain't going to make him no puppy, but he barks because that's what he is. If you got a pig, he's not going to say meow. He going to come grunting. One day, if you leave him alone, his nature going to put in the root. You can clean him up all you want, dress him up. If God ain't got him in that number, you can put him in the church. One day, that wallowing, it's in him. You can put a bow tie on him, put the best perfume on him. One day, even from a meeting like this, he gonna find the nearest mud hole. He got a wallow. Walling is in him. He don't wallow to be a pig, but being a pig, one day he gonna wallow. Sin is the same
way. We are born sinners. We are not sinners because we've been sinning, but it's in our nature. I thank you, Jesus. He came down. He paid the price. He didn't go half of the way. He's all of them that come. I won't cast them out nowhere. He told the Father that John prayer. I need to leave y'all now because I feel right walking in that prayer. 17 John, he said, now I got them all. Ain't no man able to pluck them out of my hand. I saved all that God gave me. That's his good pleasure. Over there in the book of Hebrews, he said, for the joy set before him, gone up Golgotha Hill, done carried the wood alone, done carried the cross. Nobody to help him, but he went all the way. Somebody said it must be painful, but it was joyful. Why was it joyful? He know what he gonna do. If he hadn't went all the way, you and I would have been left out there in the pig pen, out there in the dog barking. We'd have been left a sinner, but he paid whatever you and I owed. He said, I got them all. I ain't lost not one. And I want you to tell you this. When he says come, that's our response time to make a glorify his name. Come unto him, and there's a given rest. He'll give you rest as we struggle to, we hung and thirst after righteousness. He'll give you rest from that. We hung and thirst, you know, and we mourn for our sinful. He'll give you rest, see. Somebody told me, he said, Brother Bill, I don't feel like it was communion time. Just don't feel worthy. And I tell you, dear sweet member, you are not worthy by yourself. But when Jesus told Lazarus, when he said, live, you're living. When Jesus said, live, he told Lazarus, come forth. He told that baby that was the picture where he read it in 16 Ezekiel. Live. When he said, live, you know, light and death, they can't abide in the same place. You turn the light on. You turn all these lights out here to be jet night right now. But you turn the light on, darkness, it's got to dissipate. Amen. When he says live, you live. Amen. When he says come forth, you come forth. When he says go, this, do it, and remember me, you're qualified then. Not in yourself. We're never in ourselves. We're qualified in the power of Jesus. Because he's the one that spoke us into existence, bought us legally, justified us openly and inwardly, enabling us to go forth, let our light shine. Someone would see the good works, glorify the Father in heaven. Amen. And that's what he's calling us. He's not calling us to, no matter what the times get bad, he's still calling us to come under Jesus. And we will, then there's a found rest. We'll find rest as we have a given rest. We'll find the rest of God. It don't mean sit down. Rest means working patiently, diligently, without doubt. That rest is working patiently, diligently, without doubt of the outcome. You see? So you can work patiently then. You see, if you kind of torn your mind and scattered, you can't get the job done. You can work patiently, knowing, as Jesus said when he went to the cross, for the joy set before him. Why? Because he knew what the end was going to be. He was satisfied. He was satisfied. Without that satisfaction, you know, I would have probably been left out if he didn't get all of them. Amen? He went back the third time, and he saw the brothers. They were there, and they got sleeping tired. The sisters, I can guarantee you, the sisters, they outlast the brothers all the time. But he went back the third time. He said, Father, let this cup pass by me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And he got them. He said, I got them all. Aren't you glad about that? He didn't say, I done made it possible for them to come. I got them. And the devil in hell cannot take one of them out of my hand. I and my Father won. I trust that these words will comfort your heart. Grace of God. Amen. Appreciate your patience and kindness. Thoroughly have enjoyed being here with you.